The bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. This world has no life in it. If we do not take of his bread and drink of his blood. For God sent his Son to us in this world, like he sent manna to the Israelites in the wilderness to feed them. The quality of life, however, is determined by the quality of the bread or the food. If the food does not have much life in it, you will eat and drink and still become hungry and thirsty again, with an eventual result of you dying. For in a way, only bread and drink keeps our body alive. But Jesus Christ was given to be the life of this world. If you squeeze the flesh, we reveal the blood. If we squeeze the blood, we reveal the spirit that holds the life. For the blood is in the flesh, and the spirit or the life of the being is in the blood. Jesus' body was broken to reveal his blood, and his blood was shed to release his spirit, his Holy Spirit, which will give you life, power, strength, wisdom, courage, peace, etc. You have come to follow, to receive the bread. This is how you work for the bread you eat of him. Like any bread you eat, you must work for. You then believe and grow by drinking the wine of his blood. For in drinking is there a possibility of intoxication. This is synonymous to any belief or any receiving of faith or any interest. This is how his spirit will eventually slip into your spirit and you begin to experience a resurrected life too. And just like the bread, the blood and the spirit, you cannot believe him if you do not come and follow. You will not have life if you do not believe. To those that believe him, he has given the right to be called the sons of God. For the blood is revealed by eating the flesh, and the life is gotten by drinking the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Leviticus 17:11-12 says, the life of a being is in the blood, for the blood makes atonement for the soul, for your soul. Amen.